Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
So most vets don't believe bovine TB eradication can be achieved in Ireland by 2030 or at all, according to a recently published Department of Agriculture report. The study of vets' views on the state's long-running eradication programme has been seen by the Farming Independent, and I'm joined now by their deputy farming editor, Ciarán Moran. Good morning to you.
Morning, Claire. Thanks for having me on.
Can we talk a little bit first about how big an issue bovine TB is for farmers before we come to the findings of the studies and what the vets think about it? Tell me about the farmers' view.
Yeah, well, I think it's always important when we're talking about TB to remember that this used to be a terrible disease that faced the human population. And at its height in Ireland in the 1900s, you know, 10,000 people were dying alone in Dublin every year. And thankfully, due to the great work of the health services in the 1940s, 50s and 60s, the general population no longer need to worry about the TB, but it is a worry for farmers all the time. And the farmers and the Department of Agriculture have been fighting a battle for over 60 years to try and eradicate this disease. And it's still a challenge, and it's lingering all the time in the bovine population. And each year a farmer has to have an annual TB test, and it can be extremely stressful time for farmers, because if an animal is diagnosed with TB, it has to be put down, and farmers can lose a large proportion of their herd. Some farmers can lose their entire herd if there's a bad TB outbreak. So it's extremely stressful on farms every year.
And the aim is eradication. But what we see from this research now carried out by the Department of Agriculture is a really bleak view from vets when it comes to how they see the TB program working and the progress that it's managing to make. Is that right?
Yeah, well, look, there has been success over the years. In the 1950s, 80% of the cattle population was infected with TB. That came down to, in 2016, just over 3%. So there was a huge success there. But unfortunately, it's going in the wrong direction. And the figures of late show about almost 5% of the herd's incidence rate across the country. And it's affecting about 5,000 herds at the moment. That was the latest statistics. And it's costing huge amounts of money. It's costing farmers in the department about $75 million a year at the moment. And that was up 30% last year alone. So obviously with the department are trying to solve this problem, and they have conducted a recent survey of vets. And, you know, like, the key finding here was that vets don't believe the eradication program can be successful, which obviously has to be a concern. Mm-hmm. But they had other wide-ranging concerns about, you know, the wildlife control program. They obviously believe that wildlife is the key factor when it comes to the spread of the disease in Ireland.
Is that back to the badgers again?
Yes, and we're back to that old problem, and it's been hugely controversial over the years. And it must be said that there are scientific studies that would also pin the blame of TB on at farm level in terms of the movement of cattle and that kind of thing. But the vets strongly believe that much of the problem in Ireland is in relation to wildlife.
Mm-hmm. And that is because, just explain to us the badger issue now, for those who mightn't be familiar with it. They're carriers of TB, are they?
Yes, they're what we know as vectors. Also, deer is a big problem. And the vets are kind of mixed between which is a bigger problem. It probably depends on the area you are in the country. But both deer and badgers carry TB. And thus, when they meet with cattle, they can transmit it. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of a spiral effect. And so the vets are really calling for a return to more culling, which is extremely controversial. And they're extremely sceptical about the badger vaccination program, which the department have put a lot of money into in the last number of years. Some vets, you know, describe it as a total waste of time, which will be the concern for the department.
Okay, can I ask you about the, because you mentioned that this is very stressful for farmers, the annual testing regime, but it was really interesting that the vets have said that it can strain the relationship between the vet and the farmer. So what's going on there?
Absolutely. So really here, there's three actors. There's the farmer, the Department of Agriculture, obviously, and the vets that conduct the testing. And the vet goes out onto the farm every year and does the tests all the animals. And he's really kind of the conduit, the only conduit between the department and the farmer. And often, if there's a positive result, and obviously it has financial implications for the farmer, the vet can come under a lot of pressure. He's the guy that's delivering the bad news on at farm level. And what's really concerning, I think, for the department in the report is that the vets highlighted that on some farms they're coming under pressure to maybe turn a blind eye to some positive results, which kind of, from the department's point of view, will you know, concerns over the integrity of the whole program, you know, if that kind of thing is going on. Mm-hmm. So, and look, the mood in the survey was extremely poor. It can only be described that way.
Yeah, I mean, that, and it's really significant that there is a pessimistic view from vets of the whole program, because eradication is the ultimate goal. You've got the vets who are front facing on this. They're the ones who are going to bring those test results back in and take those animals out of the herd if there is a problem. If they're not on board, it's not going to work.
Yes, and I mean, the vets plainly said that farmers have very little faith in the program at the moment. Mm-hmm. You know, so if the farmers aren't on board and the vets are skeptical about it, the Department of Agriculture are in a bad position.
So is there anything in the report that suggests where this might go now?
Well, I think it's important to reference that vets still think that testing will be required, and they believe that it's still a good goal to keep the disease low, the levels low in the country, and that testing should continue to do that. They're also looking for a huge improvement in the communication between the department and farmers in terms of communicating why doing all this is valuable and why it's all worthwhile still after 70 years, that it's still worth keeping the disease low. But I think, you know, it is important to reference as well that many farmers, and it's referenced in the survey, that many farmers feel that the TB testing regime is a bit of a moneymaker for vets, and that was referenced by vets themselves. So
what they're getting back in terms of feedback from the farmers. Yeah, the vets are.
Yeah. And mm-hmm. vets highlighted themselves that the program is vital to their own sustainability, financial sustainability, particularly in very rural areas. Mm-hmm. So there's a whole complex load of issues going on. But I think everyone, most people in the country in the ag sector would believe that TB is not going to be eradicated anytime soon, Claire.
All right, well, Kieran, before we let you go, the weather has been the hot topic. We've been talking about it a lot here on the programme in the context of farmers, both dairy farmers, livestock farmers and tillage farmers. The outlook is good, though, isn't it, as we head towards the middle of the week and into the weekend?
Farmers like myself, Claire, are glued to the weather apps at the moment and praying that the high pressure comes up and over the country in the coming weeks, because it has been an atrocious spring, and the stress levels are going through the roof on some farms, particularly tillage farms at the moment who are trying to get crops in. And I think one thing that people mightn't know is that it could take 3 weeks to, 3 days to a week for some farms to dry out. You can't just start ploughing in the morning, you know, and there's so much work to be done. So it's really stressful on farms. So let's hope that high pressure builds over the week that's forecast.
But if you got a good week, it would make an incredible difference, wouldn't it?
It would. To the mood alone of the country, Claire, it would make an incredible difference.
All right, Kieran, thank you very much. That's Kieran Moran, who is Deputy Farming Editor with the Irish Independent.